Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. One of the great things that happened with the, this happens all the time, the Jack Cettarelli rally back October 15th, is that we got to meet Heather Torno. Heather is the director of Turning Point Action. South Jersey spreads a vast number. I'm shocked how quickly she was able to have membership. That's astounding to me. And you saw the event. You saw what a big deal it was. Heather was there, I believe, at the first event since the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Heather joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Heather, thank you so much. Thanks for all your help, and Merry Christmas.
Hi, Dom. Merry Christmas. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, Heather, what's your takeaway from the first big event without Charlie Kirk?
It was really heavy to be there without Charlie, but I mean, the numbers alone showed that his legacy will live on. Last year, we had 16,000 people go to AmFest, and this year we sold out at 31,000 people, nearly double the previous year. And I mean, the speakers were empowering. It was just such an electric, and you could just feel the strength that, like, people are going to carry on his legacy and his mission. And it was very uplifting, even though it was heavy being there without him.
Yeah, without a doubt. How about all the infighting? You strike me as someone who sees that as annoying at best and worse, kind of distracting from the good stuff, the cause that's going on.
Yeah, you know, it's Erica wanted, she said that she wanted everyone that Charlie wanted and invited to there to speak. It's frustrating because we need to come together. And a lot of speakers said, hey, we need to stop the infighting. We need to come together and focus on, you know, getting together. But I mean, Turning Point made the decision to put Tucker Carlson and Ben Shapiro on the stage within minutes of each other. I don't know if you saw it, but Russell Brandt was in the middle of them and had a great talk about Christianity and what's more important here and the fundamental importance of coming together as Christians. But Turning Point decided to put them on because Charlie's mission, his message was that free speech is important. So they both got to say what they wanted to say. Charlie wanted them both there before he died. So Erica honored having everyone there. But a lot of the speakers spoke to, hey, we need to come together. This is not the time to be airing your grievances, especially on the stage at Turning Point.
Well, the only flaw in this that I see is that who is the guy that has the gravitas as a coalition builder there? It was Charlie Kirk, so maybe they wouldn't have gone after each other, hammer and tong, out of respect to him, but they certainly did it now that he is not physically with us, Heather. I mean, that's the only thing.
I mean,
they were
arguing in, I mean, at least Ben Shapiro was arguing in their viewpoint,
right,
in support of Charlie and Charlie's passing. Would that have happened when he wasn't there? That was Tucker's point. You know, we're arguing about denouncing Candace Owens at a free speech, you know, conference. So,
well, Heather, let me, you know, not to draw you into this because I want to talk more about the organization. But where I come down on this, Tucker Carlson, and this is nonsensical. When someone is an anti-Semite, as I believe wholeheartedly, and I've interviewed Candace Owens is, and what she's doing here, that's not free speech to say, no, I'm not part of that. It's what you stand for and what you don't stand for.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And that was kind of – Tucker really – Ben Shapiro's point, I know a lot of people are saying that they don't agree with what he said, but basically he was saying – he didn't say, hey, Tucker, you have to condemn Candace Owens and tell, you know, he was saying you can condemn the what she's doing and what she's doing to the Kirks. And Tucker Carlson got up there and made an analogy of, hey, if my brother went out round and was murdering people, I still wouldn't denounce my brother. It's like, but you do denounce the behavior, which is appalling, you know, but it was squabbling back and forth and they were kind of missing the message. But there were so many. The takeaway was they were two speakers. They had a great message about America first, both of them. And there were so many amazing speakers that spoke to the strength of the movement, the strength of the Republican Party, people coming together in Charlie's passing. His legacy is not going to, you know, not going to die. It's stronger than ever. And we had so many speakers this weekend that were so empowering.
Well, Heather, one of our biggest takeaways, and it's due to people like you in South Jersey from the Cheddarelli rally. I mean, it was a political rally after all, but we noticed how religious, spiritual, I'll use, or religious, and how young the crowd was, you know, around that. I mean, there were a lot of people that were in their 20s, maybe even early 20s, maybe some of them were teenagers, and certainly, at least when I was there, half the crowd or better was under 35, I think. Where does that come? That's got to be directly from Kirk.
I mean, that's turning point. It's not only that. The important thing is, yes, young people, turning point. They had the biggest attendance ever of young people because there's people of all ages going to these events. I believe it was, I'm going to misquote this. I believe it was somewhere in the 30% range to 40% of the attendees there. I mean, I sat with a girl when we went to go hear Erica Kirk speak. She was 17 years old. She was there when Charlie Kirk was assassinated, and she said that it changed her life. 17 years old, I don't know where I was when I was 17. It certainly wasn't at a political conference.
Yes, but
I mean, so many kids.
J.D. Vance directly endorsed, and J.D. Vance really said a lot of things that were provocative, direct, and correct. By turning point, now does that mean local chapters also endorse, or how does that work?
I mean, turning point is backing J.D. Vance, and I think the big message from turning point as a whole, collectively, is that we are coming together. And they did a poll with everyone in turning point, asked every single member who we feel we want to get behind for the next presidential election, and 86% of respondents said J.D. Vance. So, I mean, that's turning point, and turning point is the strongest political movement for the Republican Party right now. And we're motivating young people, and we're motivating women, because women is an extremely important thing. I mean, that's why we have Mondami that's in New York right now, is because we have to empower women to get out and vote. They're a very strong voting power that got, I think, 80-something percent of them voted for Mondami in New York.
Yeah, that's the secret sauce. You're right. They came out, they voted for Mondami. What's the next big event? Oh, go ahead, Heather.
No. It's women who are, you know, don't have families, aren't after the American dream. They've you know, sought higher education, and the American dream is they were taught to, you know, told to go out and get educations and not look for a man and not have children, and they don't have purpose in their lives. And, you know, I think that they're frustrated, and we have to recruit those women and say, hey, the American dream is still here for you. Having a family, having children, being a traditional woman, that's not a bad thing. So
Exactly. So, Heather, next big event, South Jersey in 2026. What are you looking at on the horizon?
I mean, we're planning right now. Unfortunately, the governor's race didn't go in our favor. But right now, we are regrouping as Turning Point in New Jersey to see what's, you know, coming ahead for you know, Turning Point New Jersey. It's not going away. So we're really excited for what's to come. We're going to continue to grow our base. We have 20,000 people in our Facebook group, Turning Point Action New Jersey, and continuing to grow and continuing to stay motivated.
I am still stunned by that number, Heather. That is amazing. You have to be working around the clock. I'm telling you, that is, I know numbers, and to do it that quickly across South Jersey, good for you, good work, and continuing the great work of Charlie Kirk. Again, where do we find you, Heather?
We're on Facebook, Instagram, we're on X, and it's just Turning Point Action, Turning Point USA, New Jersey.
Heather, have a great Christmas, and thank you. It was just a great pleasure to meet you that day and to continue to speak with you.
Merry Christmas. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, Heather Torno with a report from the convention. You know, let's talk about this, too. There are people that just think they can get away with it, like Tucker Carlson. He does one of two things. There's some callers who try this. Oh, you're canceling people. No, we're not. We're saying, no, I don't stand with someone who's a clown and a hater. And that would be Candace Owens and what she's doing here around Erica Kirk and the death of Charlie Kirk. Nikki Fuentes, that guy, and Tucker Carlson. So it's not about freedom of speech. No one's stopping them from talking. It's just saying we're not going to be associated with them. We don't believe that. They're bad for this. The other ruse they use is to say, why do you keep on bringing up Nikki Fuentes? You know, there are greater threats out there. Okay, then stop giving him a platform. Stop bringing this guy out to spew this stuff. Because Republicans will be identified with them. That's what the media is going to do. And it's about winning in the end. So she's right. I think there were a lot of speakers there that talked about cutting this out. But the stars and the whole back and forth with Carlson and Ben Shapiro is exactly about what I said. Tucker Carlson, really, I have to tell you, I mean, I don't have vast experience with him. I interviewed him for a book I'm working on a while ago. I've been on his show. I know people that know him fairly well. He's been on mine over the years. And I just thought him one of the smartest guys in all of media. And yet, he's talking about demons. He's interviewing Fuentes. He brings on an historian that says that Churchill, rather than Hitler, was the real causal element of World War II. What? Winston Churchill? The guy who saved the world, arguably? You just have to laugh at this. It's all about being provocative. Well, Dom, you don't believe with freedom of speech? No, they have a right to say it, and I have a right to call it out. That's the way it works. What's so hard to understand about that? They have every right to say whatever they want. I have every right to call it out. That's freedom of speech. It bounces back and forth. And no, I don't have to identify with a Tucker Carlson, whatever he says. Neither do you. All right. It's 855-839-1210. We got this hot caller of the year race going on. You can vote on my Twitter at DomShow1210 at 2:30. Newman Price Waterhouse, the atomic clock will shut down the final votes. They have been really close. We'll have on the runner-up and the winner and salute them for another great year. I mean, some of these callers are just mind-boggling. Some of the best I've heard over the years. I'm trying to think in my mind the top 10 of some of the people over the years that have called in and called in a good bit with their own unique style. Even the ones on Sports Talk Radio I listen to, there's at least 10 over at WIP that are amazing. Doesn't mean they're correct. It just means they're entertaining, interesting, and with ours, I would add intelligent as far as things they know, life experience, that kind of thing. All right, so 855-839-1210. Heather Torno doing a great job there. 20,000 already. Here's the thing. Are we seeing a religious uptick here, as we seem to be? Kirk's legacy on that seems to be pretty solid. Yet overall, I don't know that religion is in comeback mode. And I wanted to ask you, tomorrow night is one of the things that I don't know how many parishes are within the sound of my voice. But in the past, when I first started in talk radio, it's a given that I want to say 95, 98, 99% of them would have a midnight mass. Is there a midnight mass on Christmas Eve where you go to church? And if not, what was the reason given over the years? Now, COVID, yeah, that interfered with everything. And I remember back in the day, there wasn't a disruption. Well, didn't people get drunk until they wouldn't, the guys that were the Holy Name guys would take care of that. One that I remember growing up was the former heavyweight fighter, Bomber Rulo. When you have a guy named Bomber there and others, you're not going to be acting up. So how did we lose Midnight Mass, or do they still have it where you are? 855-839-1210. You get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all I need you to do, just push #1210.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, Dom time, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Are people really blaming the party where the Reinhardt kids, they didn't call the police on them? and they dealt with it in other ways as a reason this happened. You're starting to see that in that story. That's kind of ridiculous. You know, they had called the police. Maybe this wouldn't have happened. Is a little bit fluky to me, but that story continues. All right, we're talking, though, about, among other things, is there a surge religiously? You heard Heather Torno. And what we saw at that Chattarelli event was amazing. And what about Midnight Mass? Let's go to Tony in Delco on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tony.
Hi, Dom. How are you?
Good.
Actually live in Delco, but I go to a church. It's an Italian parish in Norristown, and they still have Midnight Mass.
Ah, what's the name of the parish?
Holy Savior.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, I'm not sure of the numbers now, but Norristown at one point seems to me like it was 50% Italian.
Yeah, I don't think it's quite that these days, but the church that I go to is well attended on, you know, regular Sunday Mass, and
yeah.
It's actually quite refreshing to see. I've seen an uptick in people that are attending there. You know, it's not statistical in any way, but certainly I've seen an uptick. I think there needs to be more of it, but I'm optimistic about it.
How is it they prevent what are given the reasons for not having it? You know, people that are unruly, people that only go once a year, they're drunk, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, I think the whole, you know, when I was a kid, I actually sang in a choir in a Catholic church at Midnight Mass, you know, and occasionally there were people that would show up a little, you know, little too imbibed, so to speak. So, I think that had something to do with it, but I don't think that was the only reason. I'm not sure what their component of that was, but it certainly wasn't the sole factor, but certainly part of it.
Tony, do they have the Men of the Holy Name? I'm telling you, you come into King of Peace, where I'm from in South Philly, and people like a guy named Bomber Rulo there. You're not going to, you look, and you know this guy was a boxer. You're not going to fool around. I mean, I saw guys, South Philly guys go, oh, it's Bomber. Okay. You know, you're not going to fool around.
Well, there's enough men in the church when I go that could probably take care of business if they, you know, if something were to happen. Actually, the other phenomenon I've noticed is that there are a lot of solo men going to church. I see way more men, you know, that are probably married or who knows what, but you know, they're a lot more, and they're older too. They tend to be typically a little bit older, as I am, and they go to, and I see quite a few men in church, more so than women. I see a lot of couples, but you know, there are a lot of men that go by themselves too.
Well, thank you, Tony. Enjoy Christmas. Thank you for that. So more men. Look, I've said this before. I can't say, oh, man, I saw what Charlie Kirk was doing. I thought Charlie Kirk and what he was doing during the 2024 election, but I thought Scott Presler rivaled that. And as a talk show host or whatever, I knew about his podcast, but I didn't have a sense it was this earth-shattering. But I think the phenomenon going to college campuses and taking on anybody on a question or debate around that. And I made this point that day when we saw that he was shot right toward the end of the show. You know, being shot at long range like that, that only happens really to presidential candidates or presidents, because that's the only way they could get at him. And he had pretty solid protection around him in his tent. But this guy shot from quite a distance. That just tells you of his importance and what I think time should have made him the person of the year. Without a doubt. All right, 855-839-1210. Jeanette in the Northeast on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jeanette.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Great, Jeanette.
Very good. I can sort of speak into the midnight mass thing. We don't have midnight mass at the church I go to. They have 4 and 7 Christmas Eve service, and it's packed. And I have a feeling that the reason why there isn't a midnight mass is because of attendance. Both of those masses are packed. There's actually an overflow crowd that comes into the auditorium.
Well, what would the change be for attendance? So why would people, do you have any sense, why would they choose not to go to that?
I think things have changed. Cultures have changed. Mm-hmm. Kids aren't up that late anymore to be involved. We have a choir, and sometimes we'll have the kids come to choir to our regular masses, and a lot of them don't show up because they just don't show up for whatever reason. Whereas years ago, I think there was a little bit more commitment. If the Catholic Church told you to show up, you showed up.
Well, it was a thing too. You know what I mean? It's the one time of the year. It was a cultural thing. There was food around it. There was a build up to it. It was a star, really.
Right, right, but not so much anymore. Ours are packed though. I'm at St. Cecilia's and it's packed.
Both
4 o'clock and 7 o'clock are packed.
Okay.
So, I did want to talk to you briefly about just the whole price thing with Donald Trump. I think he should do a supermarket tour, just like he did with McDonald's, and go around and shop and see these prices.
You know what? I like that because he's comfortable. If it were Mitt Romney, I wouldn't do it because he doesn't know a damn thing about real life. Remember when Mitt Romney went to a Wawa and said, they have this screen, and they kept on calling it Wawa's instead of Wawa when he came here. Trump, it fits right in with this stuff. That would be a good thing.
Yes, I think. And here's my side. I think the greatest thing, the greatest invention for me as a teacher has been the smart board. It is amazing. The only thing I can't get on the smart board is your program. But everything else,
it's an outrage. Why can't they do that?
It is an outrage, and I complain, too, bitterly over it.
Oh, man.
Because I used to get you for a while, but now there's a filter up, and I can't get you anymore. But I'll listen to you on Rewind on my phone later at school.
Well, Jeanette, thank you very much. That is a good one. Thank you, Jeanette. I appreciate that. Hey, guys in there, John, start working on that. Put in a complaint. Why are they censoring this show? I'm a former teacher. I do education things. I would fit in perfectly in a smart board. Sounded like maybe young kids. What the heck?
Let's get you a smart board in there. We got vMix going. Okay, let's get you a smart board in there.
There we go. We can make that work. There's a filter on it now. You can't put in stuff like that. Oh, my God. I bet you can get WIP on it.
I don't know. I mean, the restrictions on what we could browse when I went to school were pretty tight.
Yeah, I couldn't even go on YouTube in school.
Okay.
Same, which might be it.
Okay. All right. Well, this program is rated PG, I think, except maybe in certain schools. That's a Catholic school, is my sense. That should be okay. All right, she says midnight mass fell away because of things that were a little bit different. Was it the novelty of the midnight thing? It was the star. It was the star of the year. Look, all the time, and we know with the faith, Easter is the star, okay, for obvious reasons. This is second place. But midnight mass was the star. It was an event. That's when I think people really dressed up, did all kinds of things. And a lot were people that maybe didn't go to Mass regularly. They came on midnight Mass. And as I remember, it was a big spectacle. And I remember when the Archdiocese of Philadelphia stopped doing it as much, the reason given was they were having trouble. Now, maybe in some neighborhoods, crime outside the church was a fear. By the way, funny story, I'm throw it in. Because I haven't said it in a while. You know, there is a sanctity with church when I talked about crime. But the funny story is, and I even forget the lieutenant's name then, the all-time church incident in the history of talk radio in Philadelphia is when they were trying to catch this fugitive. They let him get married, as I remember it. And then as he's coming down the aisle of the church, they arrest him. And the whole world goes after the lieutenant. And I think it was only my second, third, fourth year in talk radio. And I, of course, they were over in the Germantown Mount Air. I can picture his wife meeting her in a Wawa, still talking about this. She's out there. She might call in today. And this guy did exactly the right thing. I mean, he let them do whatever the ceremony was, and then he arrested this fugitive. I don't know that they ran in up to the altar and grabbed him just before I do. But that was a turning point in my mind in Philadelphia where they lost their mind. All right, that was a story out of yesteryear, but it happened. All right, so Midnight Mass, our buddy Evan Baquetto is with us from the Young Republicans of Philadelphia. And I remember the first time, of course, his father and I have over the years had a long history in talk radio. Evan came on the first time. There was an article in the Inquirer talking about Joe Bocozzi, the young guy, I don't even know if he turned 30 yet, who won the state Senate seat in Northeast Philadelphia. This is when he was campaigning. And the young people that were working with him, they may have knocked on 100,000 doors, were complaining about the magic word, Dan, affordability. Some of them were saying, no, I'm only 19 or 20, I think. I don't have enough. I can't afford even a job, etc., to take my girlfriend out to someplace nice. So I don't know if they called it affordability. Let's give credit. Mondami is the architect of affordability. I want that out there because when he fails, and he will fail in the first 3 or 4 months spectacularly, how would you like to shop in a government-owned store after a month or so? When that happens, that's going to bleed into the midterms. But Democrats have captured that word right now. I like what Jeanette said. Yeah, President Trump could go shopping. I don't think he's going to be. Picture Mitt Romney and you're taken into a supermarket. Oh, my God. Or Biden. Yeah, Bill Clinton could do it. I don't know about now. Maybe a hot tub. But 855-839-1210. Grab a line. Coming to Evan Baquetto next, and then your calls on Talk Radio 12.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right. Today is Festivus Day. I have the Festivus Report from Rand Paul. All the government spending. And let's face it, we can't get enough of this because we still believe, even with Doge, and I think I saw it. TikTok therapy, fighting drugs with influencers. The Department of Health and Human Services is spending $1.5 million on an innovative multi-level strategy to reduce drug use in Latinx communities through celebrity influencer campaigns. You know, maybe talk radio, were we among the first influencers?
It's a fair take.
Yeah, that's like, it used to be a pro athlete. Has it reached a level, particularly with young women? Yeah, the real glamour job, the cool job, is to be an influencer. There are hundreds of them out there that make enough money to at least live off of. Yeah.
Influencer is such a rough term. It's such a, ugh.
I think it's, at least influential. Let's go to Evan Baquetto, young Republican. I don't know. I see Ambassador up here. Is he taking over our country? I know he's young Republicans of Philadelphia. Evan Baquetto, welcome, Evan. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and happy Festivus to you, Dom. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, you're welcome. And I think the first time we talked, it may have been, at least on the air, was when Joe Bocozzi was running. The Inquirer ran this piece, and I remember one of the kids knocking on doors, said he can't afford to take his girlfriend on a date. That was his definition of affordability. When would you trace that word becoming hot? Was it Mondami because of New York and because of his star power as a socialist? Is that when it happened?
Well, I think that he made the word popular in media just because of, the Democrats and his supporters needed something to scream about. So they picked up that word and that sentiment that young people had been feeling for many, many years, and he went to town on it. So I don't like Mom-Dami, but, we have to respect our enemy in a sense and understand that they're out there and they're fighting as hard as they can as well. But I really think the affordability thing is a much deeper issue with millennials and with Gen Z. I mean, the college tuition has been skyrocketing far faster than incomes are. And they keep raising the rates for college. They keep telling kids, oh, just spend $100,000, $150,000. Their kids are getting out of school with this massive debt, which I think is the college's problem, not the taxpayer or
exactly.
The government's problem.
Well,
and
Evan,
then they're saying.
Yeah, Evan, I was going to say on that, I've been talking about big college for years doing that.
Yeah.
And I charge that the Republicans early on did not effectively attack them, to your point, on this. I don't know, though, in the upcoming midterms, if that's the thing that I would be centering on that's out of kilter, as much as it is. Is that where you're going, or what would you focus on if you're the Republicans?
Well, for me, as a young Republican and talking to young people, they want to buy starter homes in their late 20s and early 30s, and they're stuck paying this humongous debt. So the young people feel that it's unfair because they can't buy in or invest into our system. And we want as many young people investing in because then they're going to protect it. They're going to want to conserve capitalism. Mm-hmm. They're going to want to conserve the system we live in. And something else I'm noticing, Dom, with the big, beautiful bill, both Republicans and Democrats are coming to me, waitresses, people who are blue collar workers, and they're asking me, what's up with the no tax on tips? What's up with the no tax on overtime? How can I play these new policies in my taxes and get tax breaks at the beginning of 2026? And even the Democrats, Dom, are extremely excited, and they're taking a second look at the big, beautiful bill, and they're taking a second look at Republicans because they're young and they're saying, I need more money, and here is an opportunity for me to keep more of what I've earned. It's not a handout. I've earned this. And they have sweat into that savings. So I think they're very excited about that. And that might give a little wiggle room for the affordability dilemma that we're facing as a party now.
Oh, it has to. We're counting on that. The news today, though, in the third quarter, the growth year over year is 4.3%. It was projected 3.2%. You and I can talk about that in our roles, but I don't think the average person's going to go macro like that. It's, what I'm saying is it's great news. The inflation number was better news this time around. I just think particularly the president has to acknowledge the affordability issue out there in his own way. Talk about Biden causing this, but saying things are not there yet. And the immediate January 1st can't get here quickly enough for me to see the big, beautiful bill deliver as I think it will.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think there needs to be more attention on lowering costs in the first 6 months of 2026 up to July 4th. If Trump can really focus on that, then the midterms are going to go better. You know, gas prices are coming down. We talked about this when Biden was in office. You bring the gas prices down, you can bring the food prices down, and all of the, you know, different holiday gifts are cheaper because, you know, just the transportation costs. I, you know, I'm very optimistic for the first 6 months. I think the big, beautiful bill is going to change everything. There's record amounts of investing in the United States. Energy is coming down. I think there's going to be a lot of jobs with the data centers going up. I know people are nervous about AI, but it is a lot of construction. And, you know, it's going to bring a lot of jobs and a lot of money into younger people's pockets.
Joe Picozzi, his impact, he's only, I don't think he's 30 yet. So I think Democrats are going to be running some pretty young people to try to take back the Senate. Not as sexy as a national level, but you and I both live in Philadelphia. We both plead insanity. And, Evan, how does it look when we get to those elections, including the governor's race, et cetera, particularly with younger voters? We know what we have to overcome, or is it a myth? Young women told, you better go and vote today, or you won't be able to get an abortion tonight.
It's not a myth. I would say that female Democrats in the city of Philadelphia, which, as you know, is a blue ocean.
Yeah.
They are one issue voters, in generally speaking. And, you know, it's just a reality that we have to deal with. Now, I think Stacey Garrity is an extremely strong candidate. She's a war veteran. She's the state treasurer right now. I think Joe Picozzi here in Philadelphia is doing a fabulous job. I think Martina White's doing a fabulous job. But we just have to keep moving, keep going hot. And especially with our 250th birthday happening in July, I mean, Philadelphia is going to be an epic event. You know, this is where we're born. So we're going to be trying to promote young people in Philadelphia as much as possible to get some energy going up into the 26th November elections.
Well, and you and I behind the scenes, and I've talked about it too, with our program director, with you and with the head of the Young Republicans, would like to stage some debates. We even think we have a Madami sort of candidate, the state senator, that I'd love to debate or moderate that debate. The guy's out of central casting for that. And I think it will be very interesting, particularly a month or two into Mondami, to see this whole debate. And you're right. That's where it is. The it's been there for a while. If the Democrats had gone with Bernie Sanders versus Trump in 2016, the impact might have been different because Sanders was the real deal. It was solution-oriented versus Hillary. It was more of the same, no personality, et cetera. And Trump was the same thing, capitalism solution-oriented. Might have been an interesting debate.
Yeah, it would have been a great debate. And I would love to work with you to get some of these debates going. I know I've talked to some folks with the Young Democrats of Philadelphia, and they're up for it, too. As you and I have said, we have to put this violence between the parties down. I know the Democrats have been quite violent, especially with Charlie Kirk, you've been speaking about. And I think there is a large swath of both parties that want to have more conversation, but they need leaders like us just to break that ice. It's almost like the first middle school dance. The girls are on one side and the boys are on the other side. They don't want to talk to each other, but we have to talk. We have to get along and, and try to figure out some of the answers together, especially with, you know, this quote unquote affordability crisis that's going on.
Absolutely. Evan, where do we find you, the Young Republicans, et cetera? Where do we go?
You can go on Instagram, PhillyYRs, Facebook, PhillyYRs. We have happy hours on a monthly basis. We're planning big parties for America 250, so please stay tuned. Coming up to the summer, it's going to be a beautiful celebration.
Absolutely. Evan, have a great Christmas. Say hello to your dad, and thank you. Thanks for the friendship and the stuff that you've done, and I remember that first call. It was spot on. Who knew we'd be talking about affordability again?
Well, it's a pleasure. You're the true champion of the city of Philadelphia, Dom. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Evan. Thank you very much. 855-839-1210. Yeah, they have ownership of the word for now. And it was Mondami who really popularized it. That's why he's going to be a key to the midterms also. But you heard what Evan said. We are working on doing sort of a college tour type of thing with debates. All right, we have one of the contenders, Joe of Columbus, on the line. He had a massive battle yesterday with David of Lexington, and we have Robert of Bensalem on the line. David of Lexington may be in those smoky back rooms in North Charlotte, South Carolina, lining up voters. I'll give you an update. Don't forget, you have until about 45 minutes. You have until 2:30 exactly to vote on the caller of the year. 855-839-1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. Just checking the latest because we're coming down to the half-hour mark. Wow, Robert in Bensalem's got a 57-vote lead. What the heck? Wow. This is a big-time race for Caller of the Year. Let's go to Robert in Bensalem on Talk Radio 1210. Robert, keep it up.
Hey, Dom.
Hi.
How you doing today?
Good. How's the ankle?
It's still holding up. I'm not good at laying around doing nothing, Dom. I'm trying to look for ways to do things around the house, like with a chair or whatever. But at any rate, you're absolutely right on the people who don't vote. And I think Jeanette had a brilliant idea. I'm just not sure if Trump would be pushing the cart or pulling it behind him. You know what I mean?
Well, I think he's able to operate in situations like that. He's comfortable in his own skin. It's not a Mitt Romney where you hold your breath on what he might do in a lot of these people. And I think, you know, just saying, hey, we're working on this, but essentially I feel your pain. He doesn't have to say it that way. That's all I'm asking for.
I think that would be a great idea, but I firmly believe now that things are going to be really good in the summer. You're absolutely right on what the messaging is with the affordability nonsense. And you say they got the word, but it's such a BS political term. I can't stand it since they caused it. But
I hear you. But you know what it's given him, Robert? Two things. It's given him something to wrap everything around. They had nothing. You really have nothing. And it's giving them a degree of confidence that the media is trying to project before this. Even though it's phony, they were destitute. Now they're still at only 18%. And I'm counting on Mondami to screw up in a way like we've never seen before.
Well, since I believe that the affordability is such a BS term on their part, they still don't have that. They have the Trump hatred. That's all they need to get their zombies out to vote. But as far as getting our voters out, as things are getting better, not only should he do that supermarket thing, but I think we should have a farewell tour of Trump rallies across the country in the summer. And I think that'll drive out a lot of his voters who otherwise wouldn't have been. But there's something we can do too, Dom, as far as affordability in the grocery stores. Some companies like Coca-Cola is going up higher than the other ones. And I really think that there's something behind that. But when you go to buy a Coca-Cola and you see it's now $3.50 for a 2-liter bottle, get the store brand cola. OK, if just for a while, because if you do that, these knuckleheads that are keeping their prices up who don't have to at this point will start to bring them down. We can bring about more change at the grocery store than the president can.
That is a great insight. Just in the short term, I get it. I'm sure there's a taste difference with every product, maybe. I get the store-bought provolone at Giant now. I don't see any difference with the other that's more costly.
Right, right. And I think that if we just stay patient and let him do what Trump does in the summertime, I think that'll generate as many voters as we could hope for. You know what I mean? But one other thing, Dom. I'm now going to have to learn how to drive with 2 feet. Do you have any tips?
Oh, yes.
On that?
Oh, you know what? The Dom Giordano Driver School. That's how it started with me. You'll see how, you know, I didn't have the nerve to ask him, or maybe I did at the event, Robert. And he went, oh, I thought that was okay with Scott Jennings. He was being polite. He said, I did notice you were doing 2 feet. And I thought, do they do that in Philadelphia? And I said, yes.
Well, maybe I should just, you know, stay out of the car for a few more days. But at any rate, my answer to the side question. And one more thing. Good luck to Dave, because he's running a heck of a campaign and he's done a great job this year. My side question is such a basic thing, and I've come to appreciate it now more than ever. When I was younger and I had a problem, I could rub my back against a tree and I could reach every spot on my back with my arms because I was flexible. But as I got older, I started looking at this thing called the back scratcher. And nowadays, I don't think that I could live without my back scratcher, because it's like I always get that itch right in the middle and I can't reach it. So I'm going to say very basically the back scratcher. And you guys have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you, Robert. Now, that set off itchiness here, just like someone
that's
yawning.
A good answer.
Yeah, the back scratcher is a fundamental great invention, and I don't know if there's an improvement, electronic or otherwise, that you would go with that. But
only thing better than an actual back scratcher is an oak tree rubbing your back up against it.
Or a woman with long fingernails.
There you go.
See that. All right, coming up, more of your calls, and I'll give you the Festivus report. The grievance, the day of grievances, that was one of the better Seinfelds when they're all seated at the table. Some of the people that came to Festivus, particularly Kramer's reaction. All right, so 855-839-1210. We do have Money Melody today, right? Henry sent something to you guys?
I came up with it, Dom. I got you.
Okay, all right. It's 855-839-1210. More calls coming up, big 2 o'clock hour. And remember, you can vote until 2:30.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.